Your assessment of today's very disappointing result, Warren?
Disappointing's not the word. You know, I'm looking for no commitment, giving up, no desire, and I can't accept that. I've told the boys you can't follow from Tuesday's game to that. Some looked as if, you know, they had their minds already in the summer. And, you know, I don't want people like that. Listen, all season I've stuck by those boys and I take full responsibility for everything, but I'll not accept people giving up and cheating me. And some done that, and look, it could be a one-off or not, but I won't accept it. And I want to finish the season, I told them, as strong as possible. You know, I'm not into these players that think they've got one eye on this and one eye on that. I want people who'll go right to the end, because no one's good enough at this level. I'm sorry to do that. You know, in any level of football, no one's good. That's why the top players are at the top level every week. And, you know, I said to them players, you go out to play football, you go out to enjoy it, you go out to play with a smile on your face. But one thing you've got to have is desire. And we certainly did not have that today, and that's a big thing for me.
After the high of Tuesday, that was a real low today, wasn't it?
I say low's not. You know, that you can't follow two performances, you know, like that. As I say to you, it was, you know, from Tuesday we were energy levels or fitness levels, and I'm not into one of these people get tired, minds and legs. I'm not into all that crap, to be honest. You know, you get up and get yourself ready for a football match. And, you know, from Tuesday's performance to that, you know, it was like after the Lord Mayor show.
We didn't create hardly any chances today, did we?
No, very, very poor. Said it, very poor. It's the poorest we've been, couldn't pass the ball. You know what I mean? When we did pass it into each other, but we're hitting them around people's knees and ankles and, you know, I think clearances. You know, we just look miles off it today, and that's a disappointing thing. I thought, you know, there was one person who, you know, put in a very good shift, but I don't like singling people out. You know, he could come away with his head held high, but, you know, I need more people like that.
I'm guessing the one person you're talking about was Johnny Tuffy, who really did keep the score down.
Yeah, Tuff's done well. You know what I mean? He kept the score down. Could have been a few more for him. But, you know, there was one out there, an outfield player, who thought, you know, never give up, tried to do things, showed a wee bit of desire. But, you know, it's carrying, you know, carrying too many players today.
Glenn haven't played really well, though, as well. Sometimes you just have to give credit to the other team, too.
Yeah, you do, but, you know, I'd love to see the first goal again, because there's nothing in the game. You know, someone says it the other way, the referee or the linesman was actually running the other way when he got it, and it hit someone, he had to run back. But at the end of the day, you know, we'll leave it for the TV. But as I say, yeah, Glenn, no, taking away anything from Glenavon. Yep, this fully deserved the result. You know, they showed desire and they showed character, and it's one thing that we lacked.
They seemed to adapt better to the swirling conditions, didn't they? The wind behind them in the second half made a big difference for them.
Yeah, it did. You know, I think we just huffed and puffed and got a wee bit anxious. But, you know, I said to the players that that's football. You've got to deal with whatever's fired in front of you. And unfortunately, we didn't do it.
Cliftonville next week. We've got to kick on and finish the season as strong as we can to guarantee the second place, really, don't we?
Yeah, we can. You know, we can't shy away. You've got to finish second as fast as we can. And at the end of the day, you know, nothing's against me in football. But, you know, there's still a lot of football to be played. We've got to make sure we're there.
That looked a bad knock to Jimmy Mulgrew. How's it looking at this early stage?
Yeah, we'll have to get him assessed. He's obviously with the physio and the doctor, and, you know, we'll get him assessed and see how it is.
Bad weekend with the youth team losing last night. We've lost again today. At least the Swifts won, you know. But apart from that, it's been a bad weekend, hasn't it?
It's been a very bad weekend, but, you know, my priority's the first team. Yes, we want all the club to add things, but at the end of the day, you know, my priority's the first team, and I'm just worried about the result today.
Food for thought for the summer in terms of, you know, strengthening the squad, perhaps on today's performance?
Yeah, of course. No, but, you know, you just don't look at one, but you know what you want and what you need. But as I said, it's getting those players. You know, obviously I've got two tied up already. But, you know, I'm looking to bring in maybe, you know, another 4 to 5 players. But it's getting the right ones.
Hard luck for today, Warren, and let's go again at Solitude next week.
Thank you.